Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Pedro Fernandez.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we are hours away from Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley. The rematch. Is it the end of an era? Is it the coming out of a superstar? Will Tim Bradley eclipse tonight? In other words, come back, beat the demons that, of course, surrounded him with the decisions over Ruslan Pravodnikov and Manny Pacquiao, the two somewhat controversial decisions he has on his record. He is 31-0, though. 12 KOs. That's his blight. The fact is he can't punch. He can't punch hard. And he's fighting at 147. Manny Pacquiao, he's got some advantages tonight. Maybe experience in big fights and power. But outside of that, it looks like it's Bradley's fight. We'll talk about that with Jared Woods, the writer for ringtalk.com. He'll talk about Tim Bradley, and he thinks that Tim Bradley will take this fight. Then we'll bring in somebody else who will think that Manny Pacquiao wins the fight. So I'll give you both sides of the coin. Of course, UFC tonight on Fox 1, Fox Sports 1. Don't forget that. We'll get to that in a little bit later in the show. But straight up, it is Bradley and Manny Pacquiao. Is it the end of an era? I mean, he had one of the greatest runs of professional boxing, although he did put asterisks next to a lot of that by making guys make unnatural weights to fight him. But straight up, Manny Pacquiao has got a place in history, but will that end tonight versus Tim Bradley? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet us using the hashtag RingTalk, RingTalk. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and of course, the American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Good evening, everybody. First, I would like to thank God for giving me strength tonight and victory tonight. And I would like to thank all the press and media and also the promoter, Top Rank Promotion, and Bob Arum. Thank you for all your support. Without you, we're not here. And without you guys, we're not here. And thanks God for success event tonight, and nobody get hurt. That's what I'm praying before the fight, and I hope you enjoy, everybody. And I would like to thanks to my manager Shili, and also Nick Khan, and also my team, Freddy Rhodes, my coach, and my condition Justin Fortune, and also my cardman Joe Chavez right there. And also you guys, thank you, muchas gracias, maraming salamat po to all of you, and I will see you soon on the next fight, maybe next year.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
13 minutes past the hour, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio, and then we're going to, of course, the American Forces Network, live on 18 different internet platforms around the world. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking boxing, of course, just hours away from the, well, a career-defining moment for both men. I think Tim Bradley's got to escape the ghosts, per se, of that first decision. And of course, the close decision with Ruslan Provodnikov. He's got to look dominant tonight in order to make the fans believe in him. And of course, Manny Pacquiao, he needs a solid performance to put himself back in the driver's seat as far as a fight with Floyd Mayweather, a potential fight with Floyd Mayweather is concerned. That being said, I bring in my East Coast ace. I'm talking about Jared Woods of Living Now. Where are you at? In Jersey now?
You know what? I'm actually in Queens, in the Queens area.
That's cool, man. So you dig in New York? So, I mean, you're a local boy out here from the Bay Area, and you've abandoned us for the East Coast. So talk to us about it. You like it?
Yeah, I'm actually having a good time out here. I had been visiting since I was younger, and, you know, my mother's from the East Coast. So, you know, kind of have that bi-coastal, you know, flavor, and can appreciate both coasts. So,
okay, Jared,
I'm having a good time.
Jared Woods is our guest, folks. He's featured at ringtalk.com. He's got a story up this morning called "Is This the End of the Pacquiao Era?" Of course. And Jared, congratulations. How long have you been married now? Less than a year, right?
Actually, a little over a year.
Man.
In December, was the anniversary. So it's been a little bit over a year.
Time flies.
Yeah, it does.
Now, you're not like Andre Ward, are you? I mean, you know, Andre Ward, I remember every time Andre Ward appeared on the show, he was having another kid.
I'm good right now.
I'm good right now. I'm serious. I mean, Andre goes, and he's like, Pedro, you're not going to ask me that, are you? Why? Why? Well, we're going to have another. You know, I mean, man, because he kept saying it was going to be the two, and it was man, and then the kids kept rolling out. Anyway, he and his wife, Tiffany, are happy. But straight up, let's talk about tonight's fight. Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, he wishes, and Tim Bradley. Tim Bradley is in the driver's seat, I think, here because of his age and his he's going to have two good legs under him tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, looking at the first fight, I thought he didn't win the first fight, but I didn't think it was an uncompetitive fight. I think it was a very competitive fight. And with looking at the fight, in retrospect, a lot of the punches Manny Pacquiao was getting credit for with the HBO broadcast weren't really landing, and they weren't landing clean, I should say. And I think that Bradley could make the necessary adjustments to actually pull this one out. I think that he actually, you know, did a pretty good job of neutralizing Manny's offense, and I think that if he can land a few more punches himself, he could probably easily win this fight.
Well, you know what? I shut the TV volume down when I watched the fight, and I didn't score it the first time around because I was lazy. I was with friends and stuff, but you know, the music was going in the background, things like that, so we were all partying. So then when the decision came back controversial, I did go back and watch it again with the sound off, and I really don't put a whole lot of credence in watching something I already knew had happened. But I had it 6-6 in rounds. In other words, just shutting off the total sound and all the HBO cheerleading. Because let's be honest, Jim Lampley, he's got a pom-pom in his hand shaking it for Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The notorious thing he did was when he was, I think Manny Pacquiao was fighting. I forget who he was fighting, but he kept saying, bang, bang, bang. You know, that was like the vintage Jim Lampley cheerleading for Pacquiao. And I think he does that pretty often.
Yeah, Jim Lampley's, of course, a Tar Heel. I think it's from the University of North Carolina, if I'm correct. Anyway, Jim Lampley, of course, calling the fight tonight. Do you think the team is better with Max Kellerman and not Larry Merchant?
There's good and bad. I think that Larry Merchant definitely has the history, you know, being around boxing as long as he's had. So I do like, you know, what he brings to the table. But, you know, Max brings a little bit of, you know, contemporary viewpoint. So, you know, I think they both have their good and bad points, you know. So I wouldn't say either one is necessarily better. I would tend to maybe lean a little bit towards Larry, but I think they're both, you know, equally pretty competent for this time.
Why is it in boxing, and I'm dropping a loaded question on you, why is race so prevalent?
Oh, well, you know, boxing, you know, everybody gets behind, you know, the fighter that represents them. So, you know, if it's a country, if it's a nation,
state,
if it's a group of people, you know, anybody that you can identify with, because it's one man versus one man. So it's almost like they're carrying the flag for your entire culture, your entire race when they get in the ring.
Yeah, but you look back and, you know, I look back at the Jerry Cooney-Larry Holmes fight, and it probably wasn't Jerry Cooney's fault, but, you know, they announced Jerry Cooney second. And that's the spot of the champion always, Larry Holmes. He was announced first and different things like that. And he had to split the money with Jerry Cooney as far as the 50-50 split was concerned and things like that. You know, I don't know. I just think that sometimes they go a little bit too far with this. In other words, the great white hope, I think he got a little bit too much. I think he could fight a little bit, no question about it, Jerry Cooney. And he'd probably been the best white heavyweight we've had in the United States in a long time. Speaking of heavyweight, Shannon Briggs came back last night after, like, I don't know, 5 years off and came back with a knockout of some guy with a 12-9 record. Man, doesn't Shannon Briggs need to just go take his Primatene Mist and worry about his asthma?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think there's anything left for him to prove. I mean, you know, any of the new guys, Deontay Wilder, wouldn't really gain much by beating him, and he's definitely not, you know, going to make any headway, you know, as a heavyweight at this point in time. So, you know, there's no point for him to be continuing to fight at this point.
Jared, you brought up Deontay Wilder. Now, of course, his fight with Malik Scott, Larry Merchant mentioned that last week. He said that it was very iffy. I mean, he said it smelled. I mean, me, having watched boxing for a long time, I was astonished that those two blows or those blows knocked him out like they did.
You know what? When I first looked at it, it did look a little suspect. I looked at it and I said, you know, that second punch didn't even look like it landed. And, you know, it kind of did look, you know, a little suspect. But when I looked at it again, that left hook may have been enough to at least take away the confidence in Malik Scott. And maybe he just didn't want to continue. He felt like he, you know, was unable to compete with Deontay. You know, but you never know. You know, I didn't get hit with the punch, so, you know, it's up to the guy if he has heart or if he doesn't have heart, you know.
Bruce the Mouse Strauss, he was a club fighter of note. He went around the country in the 70s and 80s and fought like three times in a week and things like that. Sometimes he fought under different names, but he used to tell me that he had like over like 200 fights, and he used to tell me that when he realized the fight was uncompetitive, as soon as he realized it was uncompetitive, he looked for a soft spot to lay down. Do you think that was what Malik Scott was realizing when he realized the height and size advantage and the fact that this guy was just missing him, but missing him enough to let him know that there's some real power there?
Yeah, I would assume that had to be a little bit of what happened there, because unless the guy is just, mentally, something's wrong mentally. I mean, it just seems like, you know, he could have continued, but, you know, I think that he just realized what he was in there with and, you know, just didn't want to, you know, get pounded.
But is Jared Woods, our guest, folks, he's a writer at ringtalk.com. He's got a stunning piece up right now. It's called "Is This the End of the Manny Pacquiao Era?" Check it out. It's at ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. When you look at the whole, we only got a couple of minutes left. When you look at the entire boxing world right now, don't you think Floyd Mayweather is holding people hostage to an extent?
What do you mean by that?
He's going to fight Marcos Medina in May next month, and you know Medina's got about as much shot as me or you, and you know, and that ain't much of a shot at all. And I just think that, you know, I grew up with the great fighters like Duran. In fact, I got to work with Duran and Leonard. Worked with Leonard as well. Hearns, people like that. You know, I saw these guys, and they were willing to take on challenges. They were willing to knock on doors that, you know, were closed and things like that. Floyd doesn't want to knock on those doors. Floyd doesn't be looking. He doesn't, to me, he doesn't seem to be trying to cement a legacy. He's just trying to make money and stay undefeated.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with the fact that he's definitely trying to stay undefeated. I think that's the most important thing to Floyd. He probably has an idea of what his limits are in terms of, you know, moving up to 160 and fighting guys at middleweight and things of that nature, because that's really where the only challenges really lie for him, in my opinion. I don't think anybody from 154 pounds down can really compete with him. So, I mean, and it's understandable. I mean, the guy's 147 pounds soaking wet. He's not a big guy. So I just think that he's very talented and very aware of his potential as an undefeated fighter. And the only way that, you know, anybody would, threaten that would be if he went to 160 pounds.
Good point. Jared Woods, our guest. Jared, stick around for another segment.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, right on. Jared Woods, our guest, folks. Ringtalk.com is what he calls home as far as his boxing articles are concerned. Check out his latest piece on Manny Pacquiao right now. It's featured on the page, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Stitcher.com, tunein.com, iTunes.com. Man, we're all over the world. 18 different internet platforms. Of course, we've got our own website, ringtalk.com. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. The Saturday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
What's that supposed to be? Some kind of sick joke?
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Check it, the great Curtis Mayfield. Man, was that a flick. 1972, the beginning of the black exploitation movies, folks. I've got a copy of it at home. I watch it often. And may he rest in peace. Ron O'Neill was a Shakespearean actor before he took that part for that Sig Short production. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. This segment, we'll talk MMA a little bit later. But straight up, we are just hours away, of course, from the big fight, the mega fight, the first real fight of 2014. Manny Pacquiao taking on Tim Bradley. Bradley undefeated. Pacquiao having lost five times, been stopped a few times. Jared, do you see him getting stopped here tonight? Or is there a lot? Jared Woods, our guest, of course, he's at ringtalk.com. He's featured at ringtalk.com. He's in the East Coast, living in Queens now, formerly from the Bay Area, but straight up he's living on the East Coast. He's a newlywed, and unlike Andre Ward, he doesn't have six kids yet. Anyway, straight up, yet. Key word there was yet. Is this a stoppage or is this a decision? Is this a points win? How do you see this fight going? Break it down for me.
Yeah, I see this fight going to the cards. I don't think that Bradley's going to be stupid enough to try to trade with Pacquiao the same way he did against Ruslan Poradnikov, and I think that would be the only way that he would get himself knocked out. I think he's based on the first fight, he was able to avoid Manny Pacquiao's offense pretty well. So unless he gets stupid, I don't think he'll, get knocked out by Manny Pacquiao. And, of course, he doesn't have as much power in his history to show that he's going to knock out Pacquiao. So, if anything, it might be a TKO. And a TKO could go either way, but I don't really see anybody necessarily getting stopped.
What's the story on his feet? Talk to me about his feet and his legs last time. Tim Bradley's feet and legs. Most listeners don't know. Tell them.
Well, I've heard a couple things. I mean, a broken bone in one of his feet, a sprained ankle. It looked like he sustained some injuries by trying to avoid some of Manny Pacquiao's punches and just kind of twisted his feet up a little bit. But it didn't seem to really affect him to the point where he couldn't move. So, I do believe that he had injured his feet, but maybe the adrenaline for the rest of the fight was keeping him from focusing on it. He did complain about it in the corner, but I think that, if you consider the fact that he was able to get by without being knocked down, without being hurt severely in that fight, with those injuries, that he should do much better without him.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao, about an 11-5 favorite. Of course, Pacquiao, 55-5 and 238 stops. Started fighting at 107 pounds, now fighting at 147 pounds. That's 40 pounds difference. Tim Bradley, 31-0, 12 KOs. You know, there was a fighter from Australia, and he's a good friend of mine, so I'm not going to mention him, but he was a world champion for a while, and I was under the impression that he took some anabolic steroids in his time. and his body started to break down, and then he just couldn't get it back, just couldn't get that, even if he took those super vitamins, he just couldn't get it back. Do you think that, you know, I know steroids allow you to train longer and recover faster and this and that, but when you get old, isn't there a limit to that to an extent?
You know what? I'm not the best expert on steroids. You know, I do have my thoughts about. I guess we're assuming we're talking about Manny Pacquiao that he may have been involved with that. I mean, you know, I put up an article about Freddie Roach actually mentioning that Alex Ariza was giving Manny Pacquiao some type of things that no one knew exactly what they were. So there's enough backstory there to assume that there's a possibility that he had been on some. And I would assume that also, yeah, as you get older, you know, your body, you know, may not take to those things as well. But I wouldn't know much about that, to be honest.
All right, because here's what's up. Well, first of all, what does that say about Freddie Roach, the trainer, if he's got his guy taking stuff that he doesn't know what's in it? What does that say about Freddie Roach?
Well, I mean, I think Freddie Roach is a smart guy. So it says that he, you know, obviously is allowing that to happen because he doesn't feel that the consequences are going to be severe, given the fact that he doesn't feel his fighter will get caught by whatever he's doing. So, I mean, if it was something that, you know, he was that concerned about, then he would have immediately stopped it at the time or just, you know, cut it out and signed some contracts to say, I'm not responsible for any of this at the time, not to come back years later and say that, oh, yeah, by the way, this was happening. So he definitely knew what was going on.
Didn't Freddie Roach have a Mirakan too, and a Mirakan came up dirty in a test, and Julio Cesar Chavez? Wasn't he training Chavez when Chavez came up dirty on that with that diuretic as well?
I believe so, yeah. You know, Freddie Roach did work with Chavez and Mirakan, and, you know, and like I said, there is a history there of guys, you know, getting caught dirty. So, you know, a trainer should know more about what's going on with their fighter than anyone else, so. You know, you got to kind of think that maybe something is going awry there.
Okay. Big night of boxing tonight. We're both going to have a good time. This is one of these fight nights where we sit back and just enjoy it, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I got some money on the fight, too.
I got some money. We don't talk. Anytime you got money on the fight, that sort of changes your perspective a little bit. You know who told me that? The great Hall of Fame writer, the godfather himself, the man I named my daughter after, my only child, Jacqueline Fernandez. I'm talking about the great Jack Fisk, born Jacob Finkelstein, Hall of Fame writer. But he told me, don't put money on a fight, because when you put money on a fight, it influences your judgment, and you can't be writing in the newspaper the next day about, because I was writing for a San Francisco paper, as was Jack at the time, you can't be writing in the newspaper the next day about the fight. And he's sort of right, because I bet on Marlon Starling to beat Mark Breland one time, and I think they called it a draw. They gave it to Breland, and I was really upset, and I think Jack's right on that as far as money is carrying in perspective. What about this co-feature? Have you seen Raimundo Beltran fight before?
I'm not too familiar with Beltran. I've heard his name before. I haven't seen a lot of his fights, though.
Let me tell you about him. He's 28-6. He's Puerto Rican out of Florida, 17 KOs. He got burned. He fought Ricky Burns last July, I think, and he clocked Ricky Burns. He broke his jaw. He had to put a titanium plate in his jaw and the whole nine yards, Crawford went over there and ended up beating Burns, but this is a title eliminator against a guy named Arash Usami, and he's 20-1 with one draw and 10 KOs. That's the WBO title eliminator. This undercard doesn't look all that great, does it?
No, I mean, yeah, the top-ranked cards don't generally have the best undercards, you know, generally speaking, when it comes to manufacturing.
Bring back Don King! No,
hey,
no!
Maybe.
Well, come on, Brink. By me, when Don used to stack those undercards, let me tell you, you go to a Don King Productions card as a media member, right? And you have to be like, if you wanted to watch all the fights, you had to show up at the MGM Grand or Caesar's Palace back in the day, like at 2 o'clock, because they started at 2:30.
And he that sounds pretty good.
And he had guys like Julian Jackson fighting. I mean, it was incredible, man. He had great talents. When I, you know, people despise him and don't like his modus operandi and the whole nine yards, but you can't deny the fact that boxing was a bigger sport when he was on top.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think Don King is the one who actually came up with the pay-per-view itself. And
I'll tell you. Let me correct you on that one. Dan Duva did. Dan Duva did the first pay-per-view September of 1981 when he offered the first Leonard Hearns fight, Ray Leonard and Sugar Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns. He offered that unlimited pay-per-view across the country for $21. And we bought it here.
Okay.
We bought it here in San Francisco. But before that, they used to have King Vision. And he used to be on the scrambled channel. It was like channel 26. And we used to watch fights with Azuma Nelson scrambled, Jared. I mean, like, you see, like, parts of bodies and things like that. But, you know, you're listening to the audio. And you, I mean, this is what it was like. This is before the internet and things like that, man. This is before real pay-per-view. This is before real cable. These are these little obsolete channels down the end of the UHF channel where you needed some type of decoder to watch.
Okay.
You know, back in the day. So straight up, Tim Bradley wins as, I guess, Floyd Mayweather schools Marcos Medina in the month, don't he?
Yeah, I don't see that fight being as competitive. But at the same time, you know, you never know. Floyd has been caught with those looping punches, you know, particularly against DeMarcus Corley. And I think Shane Mosley caught him with a looping punch.
Good point.
You never know.
All right. Jared, say hello to your new wife, over a year now. All the best to you. Thank you so much for your contributions at ringtalk.com and here on the radio. Come back more often.
Oh, no doubt. I'd love to do that.
Much respect, man. Jared Woods, you're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Can't pass the people, can't pass the hitman.
Godfather of soul. the aforementioned godfather of promoters, the world's greatest promoter, so he says, and he probably is. I'm talking about Don King. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Manny Pacquiao is about a 2-1 favorite tonight as far as his fight with Tim Bradley is concerned, and I think those odds are ludicrous, and I really do. I mean, considering that, you know, I didn't think he looked all that good against Bradley, and then he got knocked out by, you know, Marquez, and of course he comes back against Brandon Rios, who fought like he was handcuffed for the better part of that fight. But straight up, Manny Pacquiao does have one win under his belt. He's got to fight Tim Bradley because really there's nobody else out there for him to fight, per se, because he's fought everybody that's considered a threat, per se, except Floyd Mayweather Jr., and that fight will probably never happen. By the way, this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by Alchemy Water, folks. Learn. There is a difference. Check out their website, alchemywater.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We'll take it to Southern California and bring in the man that thinks Manny Pacquiao is going to march to victory tonight. Of course, Jared Woods thought that Tim Bradley was going to win. Now I think Kevin Perry is going to say that, or he feels that Manny Pacquiao is going to win. What do you say, Kevin?
You made an error there. I'm in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're in Sin City now. That's right. Well,
the great city of Las Vegas.
Yeah, with the great. Yeah, well, let's not get into the Las Vegas and things like that because I got a few things I could three rocks I could throw at them, and they live in a glass house as well. But straight up, Manny Pacquiao, you think he's got enough left to turn the clocks back and beat Tim Bradley tonight, huh?
Yeah, I mean it's questionable, but I really like the way. I know he got a lot of criticism in his last bout against Brandon Rios, but I mean let's be honest here. I mean the guy won every round. He kind of took some of the steam off of his punches, just so his opponent couldn't get return fire. And I think there's a lot to be said about that. I think the fact that he kind of takes unnecessary risks sometimes is the reason why he gives some of his opponents opportunities to, land counter punches and that type of thing. And I think that's one of the strengths of Floyd Mayweather. He just doesn't take too many chances in his bouts, and he makes it really easy for him to just outbox his foes. I think if Pacquiao kind of takes that similar approach and doesn't get too reckless, I think he can beat Tim Bradley. And Bradley's not a big puncher. Bradley relies on boxing and counter punching and kind of little savvy stuff that he does. A lot of people did think Bradley lost the first fight, and I actually I did rewatch it, which is not the best thing to do because you already know the result. But I thought Bradley possibly did enough to eke it out, but you know it's always questionable when you rewatch it out for the second time.
Yeah, but you had the HBO cheerleaders there shaking their pom poms like I was talking with Jared. You know, I mean, Jared brought up the time that Manny Pacquiao was fighting and Jim Lampley was going bang, 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 bang. I mean, you know, I mean, Lampley's a good broadcaster, but he's a hell of he's a shill.
Well, yeah, I think that goes to show you for the most part these guys in boxing who are announcers, they're not too objective. They mostly kind of cheer for the house guy, and he's not doing a whole lot. They give it an impression, you know, to other people watching at home, who's doing the damage. And I think the problem with that is boxing is pretty cut and dry. I mean, you really don't need to know a whole lot about boxing to know that two guys are there. I mean, you could really observe with your eyes what's going on. You don't need someone telling you good right hand or good left hook. I mean, it's pretty clear as day. It's not like watching football where there's more intricacies and, you know, you got a bunch of guys on the field and you kind of got to study a little more what's going on. Boxing is as cut and dry as it gets as far as sports.
Okay. We're talking with Kevin Perry. Of course, we're just hours away, and some people just minutes. I mean, they can't wait for this fight card to stay today. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, the entire country of the Philippines will be on edge watching this fight on television across the pond. Straight up, if Pacquiao loses, is this the end of an era?
I think it depends how he loses. I think if it's a competitive bout, I think he can go back and have a third fight with Bradley. And I'm actually under the impression that more than likely, and if I was a bettor to go to the sportsbook and bet, I think the best bet on this fight is that it's going to go to a draw. If it's close, I don't think Bradley's going to get a decision. And I think it's possible that, you know, they might try to make a third fight out of it. I think judges are going to be very cautious on how they score close rounds. So, for example, if a lot of the rounds are close, they're going to kind of go back and forth, not wanting to give one particular fighter too much of the advantage. So they're going to be really careful on how they're scoring the rounds. And I think it's going to be a close fight anyway. So it's definitely possible that the outcome could be a draw.
Are you trying to say that the judges might burn Tim Bradley because he got the benefit of the doubt before and there was such outrage about it?
I don't know necessarily if they're going to be looking to burn Bradley, but I just don't think that they're going to give Bradley the benefit of the doubt in close rounds. But I do think at the same time they're going to be very cautious on how they're scoring the bout. So they're not necessarily just going to give Pacquiao gimme rounds either. I also think it's going to be a close fight. I think they're going to kind of try to stick to the book. They're not going to want to be attached to any type of controversy this time around. As these judges, there's a new commissioner. They're going to want to get more assignments, and I think Nevada State Athletic Commission, they're going to be a little bit more stricter on the selection of judges now. So there's a lot riding on the fight, not just for the fighters, but the judges and all the officials involved.
Okay. We're talking with Kevin Perry, folks, of ringtalk.com. Straight up, the Manny Pacquiao, Tim Bradley fight is number one on the agenda, but there are some fights coming up. And Bernard Hopkins, 49 years old, Larry Merchant said on last week's show, I don't know if you caught it, Kev, or not, but he said that, I asked him, is the fact that Bernard Hopkins is 49 years old and holds a boxing title, is that an indictment of today's boxing talent, the level of today's boxing talent? And he said to a certain extent it was. How do you feel about that?
I think you could agree with him there. Bernard Hopkins is always in a situation now because he's kind of brought himself into being somewhat of a star in the sport, partially because, you know, of his age, and he's still able to fight a certain level. But he's able to select the opponents that he fights. So I think most of the guys he's been fighting, they're not big punchers. You saw when he fought Chad Dawson. He has problems with guys who have speed and that type of thing. So if he's fighting guys that are a little bit more limited as far as athletic ability, I think he usually does a little better. So he's kind of in the driver's seat in most of his bouts as far as selection of opponents.
1 week from today in Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Army, Bernard Hopkins and Behboud Shumurov, of course, the IBF and WBA 175-pound titles on the line. Peter Quillen's on that card as well. That's Showtime. And Sean Porter's taking on Paul Malignaggi. Let's talk about Sean and Paulie for a minute. Can Paulie be competitive with Porter, or is Porter just young and fast?
I think he can be competitive, but the way that Porter just kind of fights like a bull, and Malignaggi kind of needs a little bit of distance. Malignaggi's got some decent speed, but I think Porter, he's kind of coming into his own, and you kind of see fighters, once they get a title, they build a little bit more confidence, and he's still in a position where he's not a big name, so he's still got a lot of hunger, and he seems like he's a fighter that he's got his head on his shoulders. You know, he's not a head case. He looks like he's a pretty intelligent guy. He works hard in the gym, so I think he's definitely got the advantage going in, because Paulie, in my view, is kind of more a part-time fighter. I mean, he does great on the Showtime broadcast, and that seems like where his future is going, more towards the broadcasting than being a fighter. So unless Porter just really kind of gets out of his element, or his rhythm is kind of taken out by Paulie's savviness, I think you should be able to win this bout pretty decisively.
Undefeated Keith Thurman goes April 26th again on Showtime, this time from Carson, California. Gets the StubHub Arena down there, StubHub Center. Keith Thurman versus Julio Diaz. Julio Diaz, isn't he an old guy?
He's somewhat old. I guess you could say in boxer's terms, he's had a lot of fights, but yeah, he's somewhat rejuvenated. He's still a pretty good fighter, but I think Thurman, he's just a beast. And unless Thurman is just not a guy who can take a solid shot, I've heard some whispers about his chin. He seems to have an okay chin, but Julio can punch a little bit, so it'll be a pretty decent test. But Thurman can bang, but he also is a pretty good boxer. I mean, when he wants to box, he can box. And I think as long as he boxes and, you know, kind of walks Diaz into his punches, because, you know, Diaz is just going to be coming forward. That's kind of his style nowadays. He's more of a puncher than a boxer, and at 135 he was more of like a boxer puncher. So, but Diaz knows what he's in for here. He's got to get a knockout to win the fight, so I think that's what he's going to be going for, and that's going to make Keith Thurman probably look pretty good.
Vladimir Klitschko goes on the same day from Germany, defending the heavyweight title against Alex Lapai. That's going to be on Box Nation and people like and networks like that. But Showtime, as I said, going the 26th. But the 25th, in Moscow, Russia, of all places, Richard Abril and Eduard Twardowski for the WBA lightweight title. Richard Abril getting his props, but in Moscow?
Well, I'd be honest with you, I know nothing about his opponent. Abril's a pretty good fighter. He just kind of is in a situation where he's in a division where there's not very big stars, and he's got a style that's not really too appealing to the eye, and I actually enjoy fighters who fight the way he does, to kind of see guys who can make guys fight their fight and impose their style. And when you're a boxer and you can impose your style on somebody who's a puncher, I mean, that really takes a lot of skill to be able to do that. So more power to him. I mean, he's one of those guys that's going to have to travel to defend his title. So we'll see if he gets the win, where that can take his career.
How's Rodney Dangerfield doing? I'm talking about Guillermo Rigondeaux.
I'm not really too sure. I think Rigondeaux is kind of in the same position as Richard Abril. I mean, he doesn't necessarily bring the most appealing style to the amateur fan or the casual fans. But as far as effectiveness, I mean, the guy is probably the most effective boxer out there. Shans Mayweather and Andre Ward. He's got all the skills in the world. He can punch. He just kind of needs to fight a good aggressive fighter. But I think what happens when he fights, he kind of sets the tone, usually within about the first minute and a half of a bout, and his opponents just can't adjust, because when they try to come forward and impose their will, I mean, they get cracked. I mean, he's a great boxer, but he can punch. So, and he's not the type of fighter that he's trying to take too many chances. He takes advantage of the opportunities that are presented to him. So that's the way he fights. He's really smart, and he takes advantage of that. And I'm looking forward to seeing him in some big fights. I just don't know if they're going to happen.
Hours away, folks. Of course, we're talking about Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley. Check your local TV guides for HBO pay-per-view. If you're listening across the pond, you can, of course, get that on various networks in England and the UK and Russia. And if you can handle Russian, what the hell? Who cares? You get to watch the fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We thank Kevin Perry for his time. Kev, all the best to you, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide has been brought to you by Alchemy Water, folks. Learn, there is a difference in the water you drink. That's Alchemy Water, AlkameWater.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free.
This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The mellow sound of Tower of Power. Check out my latest article at towerofpower.com. Hit the message board, Pedro's Song of the Month. You can see them talk about their latest LP that has been released. Tower of Power released a compilation of some old tunes. It's pretty cool. It's called Hipper Than Hip. Check it out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Real quick, not dissing the MMA fans in this hour, but this is the biggest, one of the biggest boxing days of the year. Therefore, we've concentrated mainly on the Manny Pacquiao-Tim Bradley fight. But last night, of course, in Abu Dhabi in Dubai, a place that I hated when I was there. I was there for 8 days. I was sick for 10. And, of course, Roy Big Country Nelson was a winner over Big Dog. Of course, that's Antonio Nogueira, and that was in a heavyweight fight. Straight up, Roy Big Country Nelson with the big belly keeps on winning. But that's straight up. That's the MMA news. We'll get into that in deep tomorrow, in depth. In the MMA hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday show still to come. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. First hour all about boxing. Second hour all about mixed martial arts. Now, straight up, thus far you've heard two guys come on the show, Kevin Perry and Jared Woods, and they're split. One guy says Manny Pacquiao wins. One guy says Tim Bradley wins. Well, let me break the split right here, okay? Bottom line is, Tim Bradley's going to win this fight. And if he doesn't win this fight, it'll be to his because of himself. I mean, either he was beaten up too bad in that Provodnikov fight and beaten up too bad in the Manny Pacquiao fight. Of course, both fights he took a pretty good, decent amount of punishment, especially in that Ruslan fight. But straight up, if he isn't damaged, he should be able to dance and move around Manny Pacquiao for most of the night. Manny Pacquiao's going to come darting in and trying to be slick and, you know, bob in and out and that kind of stuff. And he's trying to do what he did to Brandon Rios. But I don't think that Brandon Rios has the skills that Tim Bradley has. Not that Tim Bradley's the next coming of Ray Leonard or Sugar Ray Robinson or anything like that. But I think technically he is superior as far as boxing is concerned with Manny Pacquiao. So therefore, I see Tim Bradley winning a 12-round decision tonight, going away if the judges don't burn him. Now, straight up, the Las Vegas judges on the line for this one. They can't screw up. Glenn Trowbridge, you're the only guy I'm worried about, the one judge. You better get it right, Glenn. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing, the Saturday edition. Don't forget, we come back Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. Right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget to watch the fight tonight.